Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidina rasulillah wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala wa ba'd. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah, we are now in the 27th night of Ramadan, a night in which many seek out Laylatul Qadr, the night of destiny and power, the night of immensity, the night of mercy and forgiveness, the night of openings, the night in which descend the mercies of Allah Ta'ala. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to give us the ability in this blessed night to empty our hearts of everything other than Him and to seek His forgiveness and His mercy and His compassion. As the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wa Alihi Wasallam said in the hadith of Aisha, he taught us the dua that we should say if we find ourselves in Laylatul Qadr. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anna. O Allah, by all of your blessed and holy names, verily you are al-afu, the pardoner. You love to pardon, so pardon us. As it relates to pardon, our nightly reflection is on a verse in the 27th juz of the Quran. In this verse, Allah Ta'ala speaks about the people who commit sins. He says, الَّذِينَ يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ وَالْفَوَاحِشَ إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ إِنَّ رَبَّكَ وَاسِعُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. In this verse, Allah Ta'ala is describing the believers. And that is because when we look to the verses before this, we see Allah is describing the quality of those who, الَّذِينَ أَحْسَنُوا, those who behaved with spiritual virtue and excellence. He continues their description by saying that they are those who steer clear of major sins and foul deeds, except for what is slight. Except for what is slight. إِلَّا اللَّمَمْ. Verily, your Lord is expansive in forgiveness. So there's a number of points that we learn from this verse. First and foremost, Allah Ta'ala describes the believers as those who يَجْتَنِبُونَ كَبَائِرَ الْإِثْمِ, those who turn away from, who shun. The word used here is ijtinab, which doesn't mean avoid. It means to turn away and to shun. It means to actively leave, not just to passively avoid something while being in the middle of it. It is to shun, to turn away from it. So those who turn away from major sins. And that leads us to the question about major sins and what are major sins and how are they different from minor sins? Well, minor sins are only minor relative to the major sins, because even the minor sins are destructive and they're harmful to our souls. As far as major sins are concerned, this is a very lengthy topic that has been discussed at great length by ulama throughout history. Sayyidina Abdullah ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah, the companion of the Prophet ﷺ, was asked, are the major sins seven in number? He said, no. He says they're closer to 70. And the ulama mentioned that he's not saying emphatically that they are 70 in number, but out of caution, he said they're closer to 70 than being seven. And when we look in the history of scholarship in Islam and what has been written by ulama concerning the major sins, we see some of the earliest books written listing 13 sins as major sins. Some books have listed 16 sins as major sins. Others have listed 9. Some have listed 17. Others have listed 40. And Imam al-Dhahabi in his famous book, Al-Kaba'ir, which is perhaps the most famous book elucidating and enumerating the major sins, he mentions 76. Other works mention 171. And we even have a later book written by Imam Ibn Hajar al-Haytami called Al-Zawajir an Iqtiraf al-Kaba'ir, in which he lists 466 major sins. And he says in his introduction that he listed these 466 sins, major sins, out of extreme caution. He said wherever he encountered a scholarly discussion listing something as a major sin, he would include it in that list even if the evidence for it being a major sin wasn't that strong, out of pious caution. So Allah Ta'ala is telling us in this verse that the believers are those who don't just avoid, but they turn away and shun major sins and vile actions, except lamam, what is slight. And this word lamam has been defined in various ways. Ulama will say that lamam here refers to minor sins. Some have said it refers to the unrestrained gaze at someone one should not be looking at. In this verse, Allah Ta'ala is telling us that those who turn away from major sins and vile deeds, except for the slight vile deeds or the slight minor sins, they are people of ihsan. Nevertheless, he says, إِنَّ رَبَّكَ وَاسِعُ الْمَغْفِرَةِ. Verily, your Lord is expansive in forgiveness. Meaning, if you shun the grave sins, it allows for the wiping away of the minor sins from Jum'ah to Jum'ah, Ramadan to Ramadan, between the five daily prayers. Nevertheless, forgiveness is wasi'. Allah says that your Lord is wasi'u al-maghfirah, expansive in forgiveness, meaning His forgiveness is expansive and encompasses the major sins and the minor sins. And so we approach these last 10 nights turning to Allah, asking for forgiveness for major sins and minor sins, what we know and what we don't know, what we did purposely and what we did accidentally, what we did with determination and what we did in the heat of the moment, what we did through calculation and what we did through a moment's notice. We ask Allah Ta'ala to make us people who stay away from the major sins, who know them and avoid them, and who avoid the minor sins, but who also recognize that we're not perfect, and we ask for His forgiveness and His pardon and His covering, that He wipes away those sins, especially in these last 10 nights, especially in this night of the 27th. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna. Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'afu anna ya kareem. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.